Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 87% of Entrepreneurs Fail, The Surprising Truth. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that might surprise you. 90% of startups fail, but it's not for the reason you think. Most entrepreneurs blame external forces, lack of funding, fierce competition, bad timing. But here's the thing. Successful businesses launch during recessions, in crowded markets, with shoestring budgets. The real killer? It's something happening inside the founder's mind before they even get started. Think about it this way. We obsess over what we can't control. Market conditions, investor interest, competitor moves. But the most successful entrepreneurs I've worked with share one counterintuitive trait. They're comfortable with being uncomfortable. They understand that failure isn't the opposite of success. It's the raw material of success. The real problem? Perfectionism. It's the silent business killer. Failed entrepreneurs wait for the perfect product, perfect timing, perfect conditions. They spend months polishing in isolation instead of testing with real customers. Meanwhile, successful entrepreneurs ship imperfect products and iterate quickly. They'd rather be wrong fast than right too late. Here's the paradox that changes everything. Fear of small failures creates catastrophic ones. When you avoid tiny risks and small failures, you're actually guaranteeing a slow, expensive collapse. Successful entrepreneurs fail fast and cheap. Each small failure becomes crucial data for course correction. Let me give you a perfect example. Airbnb's founders couldn't get funding for months. VCs told them their idea would never work. Instead of quitting, they sold novelty cereal boxes to stay afloat. That failure taught them scrappy marketing and customer creativity, the same skills that helped them bootstrap to profitability before landing major funding. So here's your challenge this week. Identify one small experiment you've been avoiding because it might not work perfectly. Launch it imperfectly within 48 hours. Collect real feedback, then iterate. Your business depends on your willingness to be wrong in small ways so you can be right in big ways. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson. Brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.